This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said nearly 2 hours of meetings Tuesday with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov about nearly every issue facing the two countries were productive, though there appeared to be no major breakthroughs. However, Pompeo and Lavrov did reach an agreement on improving relations between Washington and Moscow.
You try to keep the process on the high ground, and you try and keep the relationships on the high ground. That's important. President Trump's made very clear that he wants us all to do that, and I strove to do that today with Foreign Minister Lavrov and President Putin. But each of us was very clear about the places we were prepared to go and the things we weren't prepared to do.
Pompeo also issued a few stern warnings to Moscow, saying it should refrain from interfering in the 2020 presidential election. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee has agreed with President Trump's son, Donald Jr., to appear for a closed-door interview next month. The AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Under terms of the deal, Trump Jr. will talk to the committee for up to 4 hours. Trump Jr. was subpoenaed last week by the committee to go over answers he gave to the panel staff in a 2017 interview about the Russia investigation. The committee set a Monday deadline for Trump to respond, but the panel reached out Monday night and terms were agreed to. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Sudan's ruling Transitional Military Council and the opposition Declaration of Freedom and Change Forces has agreed on a 3-year transition period during talks in Khartoum. The first 6 months of the agreement will be used to sign off on peace agreements to end ongoing violence in the country following last month's ouster of longtime President Omar al-Bashir. For more news, we always invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The head of the United Nations mission charged with the implementation of a ceasefire in the contested Yemeni port of Hodeidah said on Tuesday the withdrawal of fighting forces from the area could begin within a month if a plan is finalized. Lieutenant General Michael Losgaard is head of the UN support mission.
And that means that the liaison officers from the other party will come here, will come to Rasisa, will come to Salif to see if the trenches are moved, or the manifestations are moved, that it's only the Coast Guard that are left in the ports. So there will be a verification afterwards.
The redeployment of forces from the key port of Hodeidah, as well as the two smaller ports mentioned, is seen as an important first step toward ending the civil war in Yemen. A Sri Lankan government official said mob attacks on Muslim communities in the country's northwest since Monday have left at least one person dead and dozens of shops and mosques destroyed. Police say the situation was brought under control and no incidents were reported late Tuesday. Tensions have been running high in the Buddhist-majority island nation since the Easter Day attacks that killed more than 250 people. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attacks on the churches and luxury hotels. Generational farmers in the U.S. state of Iowa say they are dealing with some of the harshest economic conditions of their lives because of the ongoing trade dispute between the U.S. and China. VOA's Kane Fairbaugh reports.
U.S. farmers are facing a potential sixth consecutive year of declining farm income. Prices for corn and soybeans are down, while the cost of producing them is up. With uncertainty over congressional support for a new trade agreement with Canada and Mexico and the impact of China's retaliatory tariffs on U.S. grain, short-term concern over U.S. trade policy is turning into long-term fear.
Because we hear it may be out to 2025 before we see some of those markets come back to us, if they ever do. What is the damage being done that's irreparable?
While negotiations continue, the Trump administration says it is actively working on a new financial assistance program to help farmers weather the continuing trade storm. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Floyd, Iowa.
The U.S. southern state of Alabama's state senate voted and approved one of the most controversial and restrictive abortion laws in the country. The ban prevents women from seeking abortions by making any abortion a felony for the doctor who performs the procedure. The only exceptions allows for abortions in case where the woman's health is at risk. The Alabama law is expected to face almost immediate legal challenges. It's unlikely to immediately go into effect. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking on your doors, so I want you to relax, because today again I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. But later on the show I'll be talking to ZZ. She's based right there in Nigeria, and we'll be talking about her music life and her latest song, Fast Lane. And there's going to be more from that, so stay tuned for that. ZZ is going to be my guest straight from Nigeria. But let's get into the musical field right now. Remember, I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa. At this time, I start off with Senegal's Youssou N'Dour featuring the Democratic Republic of Congo's Fally Ipupa in Banla. And right after that, Zambe by Dr. Upendo J. Bride of Tanzania and Nekata by Flavor of Nigeria. But let's enjoy Banla right now with the legendary Youssou N'Dour from Senegal and Fally Ipupa from the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Nekata, Flavor of Nigeria, beautiful music. And before that was in Zambe by Dr. Upendo J. Bride of Tanzania, and Banla by Youssou N'Dour of Senegal, featuring Fally Ipupa from the Democratic Republic of Congo. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy here in Washington. Remember to join me later on with my guest Zizi from Nigeria.
Hello, my name is John James B. from Calabar, Cross River State, Nigeria. I love the African Beat. I love the African Beat more than the Cameroons love Makossa. I love the African Beat more than monkeys love bananas. And even I love the African Beat more than the Nigerian people love their president. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And it's good to be back. Welcome back to the African Beat if you've just joined me. And now, let the music roll. Obayanda is our next track, and this is done by the young and energetic rapper from Sierra Leone, Menance the General, MDG, as he's popularly known. And right after that, Kucheza by Mafiki Zolo from South Africa, and Emergency by Easy featuring Stoneboy from Ghana. But Obayanda is the track right now by the great man, Menance the General, MDG, from Sierra Leone.
Che, we don't do am again, no. Da-da-da.
Counting our blessings, so my mama see we go down, but the man above still we know. mountain. Buckle your hip tight, I'll make the shake. You will be the pilot, take control. You got the power, you got the will. Show to say you not got to begin. I say, who da be toxin? Who da be fusing? Who da be make like sin? I never baby build it. Who da be say we not go make it? I lie, you be lie. We going higher and higher. Chasing the sky. You the bum up going hating. Look we the fly. We busy counting the blessings. Wonder so my love for see we go.
African Beats.
It's
Emergency, Easy, featuring Stoneboy from Ghana. And before that, Kucheza by Mafiki Zulu from South Africa. And Obayanda by MDG of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Van Der here in Washington. Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van Der, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Blended sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday for a soothing musical journey, I guarantee.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
All right, to our African Beat listeners across the globe, wherever you are, I just want to welcome you again to this special show. Remember, I told you earlier that my guest today is ZZ, and ZZ is from Nigeria, and I'm talking to her directly on the phone to Nigeria. Welcome to the African Beat, ZZ.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, which part of Nigeria are you based right now?
I'm currently in Lagos.
Okay, Lagos, the populated Lagos. Wow. Mm-hmm. So how do you go around with all the traffic, the great population out there?
Yeah, you know, Lagos is quite stressful, but that's the fun of it, you know. Just being in that whole chaos, there's beauty in it.
Okay, so would you say for somebody with your kind of profession, Lagos is the best place to be?
Well, there's a lot of people who want to be musicians and do music, so it is definitely a good place to start from, definitely.
So ZZ, we're going to talk about your music today, and we're going to talk about you a little bit, where you got all this one from. But first of all, in very few words, I wanted to just introduce to the people who are listening to you right now, who is ZZ?
Okay, well, ZZ is a Nigerian who also has a Filipino mother, so she's half Asian, and was born and raised in Lagos, studied in the Philippine University, and fell in love with the guitar over there, taught herself how to play the guitar, and turned her poems, because I started by writing poetry, and I turned my poems into songs, and it just all started flowing so well.
And then ZZ came out with the poems becoming songs. ZZ came out, right?
Exactly.
But you were not born ZZ. That's not your original name.
Yeah, ZZ is from the name Ozioma, which is my Igbo name. That's the tribe I'm from. Okay, and it means good news or good message.
Wow.
And that's exactly what I'm trying to spread with my songs. You know,
I just like that interpretation. Good news or good message. So we're going to have some good messages here today.
Yes.
Well, this
yes,
is
definitely.
Definitely. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. I'm talking to my guest right now from Lagos, Nigeria, right on the phone. And that is ZZ. So we're going to take a song right now by ZZ. And this one is kind of a few years back, but I tell you, I was listening to it and it's just capturing my attention, and that is Butterflies and Juju. That is the first song I'm going to play from you, ZZ. But I want you to tell me, why did you title the song like this, Butterflies and Juju?
Well, you know how they say over here, like, this person has jazzed me. That's Juju, you know, black magic.
Uh-huh.
So it's a love song. And, you know, when someone is very much in love, they say, ah, this person has jazzed me. This person don't use Juju on me.
So this person don't use Juju.
Butterflies. When you have butterflies in your stomach, you know, so I mixed it together.
Oh, my goodness. So it is the Juju that makes the butterflies start moving in the stomach. I love that. Okay, we'll come back to that. Let's hear the song right now. Butterflies and Juju. Not Jasmine, not Juju Mio.
Yeah, yeah. Zizi, drumming. Butterflies and Juju. Forget all them I'm saying, it is not true. Open up your mind and realize you're my true boo. And I'll be faithful, baby, to you. Because in my heart, I'm feeling butterflies and Juju. Said I'll be faithful, baby, to you. Cause in my heart I'm feeling butterflies and juju. Said I'll be faithful, baby, to you. Cause in my heart I'm feeling butterflies and juju. When I wake up in the morning, I don't feel. Open up my eyes, realize that I see you. And I wanna get to know you. I wanna step into your sangha. I wanna stroll into your sangha, get to know you. Forget the cops and fools, them crawling all up on you. Brush them off, yeah. But with the stickers, I don't want no trouble either. Maybe when the world is getting colder, I know that you'll be looking for a shoulder. And I'll be there to support you.
say she not let me go. I me say yes for sure. Me I go let you know I even love you more. Yes for sure. I me say you wanna ya one dear. Never let her know that tell you otherwise. Yes for sure. Because you spark up me life, baby. So I me call you sunshine. Yes for sure.
Maybe when the world is getting colder, I know that you be looking for a shoulder. And I'm there to support you. Just like I told you. Forget all them I'm saying, it is not true. Open up your mind and realize you're my true boo. And I'll be faithful, baby, to you. Cause in my heart I'm feeling butterflies and juju. And I'll be faithful, baby, to you. Cause in my heart I'm feeling butterflies and juju. And I'll be faithful, baby, to you. Cause in my heart I'm feeling butterflies and juju. Oh, baby, just accept that I feel ya. You should let me love you and adore you, hallelujah. Hold you like a baby, feel your warm breath on my shoulder. Arrest your body, feel your warm breath on my shoulder. I hate the front, as you can see, it's pretty obvious. Don't get it twisted, I'm not easy. I get room nasty, yeah, name's easy. Maybe when the world is getting colder, I know that you be looking for a shoulder. And I'm there to support you, just like I told you. Forget all that I'm saying, it is not true. Open up your mind and realize you're my true boo. And I'll be faithful, baby, to you. Cause in my heart I'm feeling butterflies and juju. And I'll be faithful, baby, to you. Cause in my heart I'm feeling butterflies and juju. And I'll be faithful, baby, to you. Cause in my heart I'm feeling butterflies and juju. Forget all that I'm saying, it is not true. Open up your mind and realize you're my true boo. And I'll be faithful, baby, to you. Cause in my heart I'm feeling butterflies and juju.
Yes, indeed. Butterflies and juju. Beautiful music there by ZZ. And you know, when you talked about this song earlier, to say, when they say jazz out there, not jazz me, or somebody has jazzed me, that means, you know, like when you're falling in love. Because this is a romantic song. It's a love song. And have you ever been a victim of juju? In this context.
Well, I wouldn't know.
I mean, in the context of the butterflies moving in the stomach, you know, and the jazzy going around.
Definitely, I have.
All right, that is awesome. So, you started with the guitar and you were writing poems, and then all of a sudden you decided to transform those poems into music. And what was that transition like for you?
It all flowed so well. You know, first of all, I started by learning chords and learning how to play. You know, I've been very inspired by Bob Marley and his message. And all of a sudden, you know, I would just kind of play the chords and start freestyling or putting my poems over it. And it worked.
It worked.
It was a smooth transition.
You're biracial, half Filipino, half Nigerian, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're born in Nigeria, and I'm very proud of that you're born in Africa.
so am I. Yeah.
So we can take you all to ourselves. You know, when you were getting into this music, you know, in Africa, as young children coming up, our parents normally want us to become doctors and become lawyers and become, you know, all those big names. And when you told them music is what you want to do, what was their reaction?
Okay, funny enough, my father is actually a doctor, and he, you know, he did encourage us to be in the medical field. And growing up, it was, looking back now, I wish I had the courage to say that, you know, I want to study music. But, you know, I didn't, and I took up biology, which I don't regret. It would have been way better if I would have been able to tell him, like, you know, I want to study music. And even when I did tell him that I wanted to do music, it took him a while, it took my parents a while to really see that I was serious. But when they did see it, you know, I have all their love and support, and I'm grateful for that.
All right, well, that sounds good. So, apart from being a musician, you have another career that you actually majored in.
Yes, I do. I actually, I'm a finance manager at a hospital.
Oh, wow. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll come back and, you know, I love that, finance manager in the hospital. Yeah. Well, I wish you good luck in that. And you have this song called Get Behind Me.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about this.
Well, Get Behind Me is, is about, we all have that moment where we feel like we can't go on, you know, and we feel so down, and we ask ourselves, well, what is the point? So Get Behind Me is it's supposed to be a feel-good song that's supposed to pull you out of that feeling, you know, letting us know that nothing can stop me, or this evil can never come my way, you know?
All right, okay, and I think that will,
yeah.
it will resonate with a lot of people when they hear this song, and you know, maybe they've been fighting with their own demon, you never know, and so they want that to get away from them. All right, so let's take this song now, Get Behind Me. This is the song for us by our guest on the line from Lagos, Nigeria, and that is ZZ. And so we will come back to ZZ right after this song. Beautiful beat there. And if you are listening, you've just joined me. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, straight here from Washington, D.C.
And my guest today is ZZ from Nigeria. And we've just listened to Get Behind Me. What a tune that is. You know, like you said, ZZ, we all have those moments when we think that we've lost everything and we're in so much trauma, we're in so much distress, and we want to take that away from us, you know. And I really appreciate you doing a song like this.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's an honor.
Yes, the African beat on the Voice of America. And now, one of the most important songs, you know, I talked to a friend of yours that is right here at the VOA, Ore, and he first of all introduced this song to me and let me watch the video of this song, The Fast Lane. Fast Lane. You know, most of us have been in fast lanes before. Maybe we did not even realize it, but we were just going as fast as we could and we cannot even stop. But let me bring it to you. You did this song, you wrote your lyrics, and you decided to put it out there. So tell me the story behind this song.
Well, just like you said, we've all been in fast lane. I was also on that fast lane. And if you look at the video, it will give you a better understanding of the kind of fast lane I was on. And basically, being able to pull myself out of it and, you know, turning a new leaf. Because, you know, change, we say change is the only constant in life. So it's never too late to change those ways, you know, and that's what fast lane is about.
Yes, I grabs that. And I'll advise all those who are listening to the show right now to just check out on YouTube, Fast Lane by ZZ. You can see that video and you will see how, if you are on the fast lane, that will be a very good video for you to watch. And as you continue listening to the music, but I tell you, it's a song that I love. And like you said, as I said also earlier, we've all been in fast lanes, and some of us, you know, were able to get out of that fast lane and we decided to switch over to the lane that will keep us calm and put our lives in order. So I want to thank you very much for this wonderful message that you are sending out there.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Honestly, it is. And I thank you so much for giving me that the opportunity to put it out there, David.
And finally, before I let you go, you are in this position now, but we have other young girls like you, and even boys, you know, that have been trying to experiment the fast lane kind of thing. You know, have their own troubles that they've been going through. Like when you talk about get behind me. If some of them will look at you now, look at your video, and maybe walk up to you or listen to this program, and then come up to you and ask you for advice how they're supposed to carry on in life, what would you tell them?
You know, I would tell them, I could only talk from experience. I would tell them that, listen, when I was going through all this stuff, I wanted to be stubborn and say, I'll learn the hard way, I'll learn for myself. You know, I want to make my own mistakes. But I'll let them know that if you can avoid making these mistakes, that is the best thing you can do for yourself. Because, yes, people do make mistakes, and there are some people that learn from other people's mistakes, while there are others that really want to make those mistakes for themselves. And it's always good to try and avoid making mistakes if you can.
All right, that's a good one. It's a good one, and I think I'll take that. And so for those of you who are listening there, if you can avoid making those mistakes, please try to avoid them. And also, listen to the voice of your parents. Listen to the voices of your parents, please. All right, so we're gonna close today with Fastlane. I want to thank you again very much, ZZ, for being with me on the show today. And
thank
I hope
you.
That anytime we call on you
thank
again,
you so
make
much.
Yourself available.
Of course, it's been amazing. Thank you. I had a great time.
All right. Well, with that, for all our African Beat fans out there, if you're listening, this is your great show, and we're going to climax today's show with The Fast Lane by ZZ. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.
Sober, lying next to me is my steady Mr. Lover. I don't know why I used to live in the fast lane. I living in the fast lane only brought me shame. I living in the fast lane drove me insane. I living in the fast lane. Oh, is for sure. And love is the remedy. Then I told Papa I'm ready to be proper. Drop all the bullshit. Be honest with my father. Say